It's 98 FM, it's a big breakfast, and Ed Sheeran!
Yay! We know him. Yeah. He makes music.
How are you?
Good, yeah, good. Now, before we start, we have a gift for you.
Yep.
Okay.
We know you had Galway Girl.
Uh-huh.
Really good song.
Yeah.
Diddly, I love it.
Can I just point out, I do know that there's not a bar on Grafton Street.
That's fine.
I do know there's not.
There's one just off.
That was what the line was. It was met off Grafton Street, but it sounds...
See,
you're in Dublin.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have...
Oh,
Dublin girl.
Hey.
So you need to change the lyrics here. Sorry.
Yeah. Like, right. Do you know what? I tried Portlaoise girl, tried Limerick girl, tried Cork girl.
Portlaoise girl there.
It just doesn't sing as well as Galway girl. Yeah.
Speaking of Galway girl, that is Niamh from Beoga.
Well, is that true?
No, it's not. Okay.
Because she's married to another friend of mine, Sean Oake, who's also in Beoga.
Okay. Did that get really awkward then that you were singing about her?
Well, no, because I never really said the song was about her. Someone said, like, what inspired the song? And I said, well, I was with Beoga. And the first line I came up with was she played a fiddle in an Irish band because I was with Beoga. But then the rest is like, not about her. So, like, and then people kind of ran away with, oh, it's about this girl. Although I did meet, yesterday when I was filming the Galway Girl video, did meet the original Galway Girl that Steve Earle based it on. She was in the video.
Oh, yeah, we saw the mayhem you created.
Yeah, well done.
Cool. Yeah.
Galway can barely deal with traffic as it stands.
It was because we were going to shoot it in Dublin, and I was like, because I think it would have got a bit dangerous here.
I think
it was going to cost a fortune to get the police. Yeah, I was saying this yesterday to, we had Tommy Tiernan in the video as well, and I was talking to him about it, and he said, like, does this happen a lot? And I said, I shot a video in my hometown of Suffolk, and literally nothing near what happened in Galway. I do think it's just an Irish thing. I don't think there's any other place in the world like Ireland for me.
The albums, obviously, we all know are mathematical.
Yep.
Why?
I don't know. Gets people talking.
Well, it got us talking, and we've come up with a game if you're willing to play.
Cool.
I'm rubbish at maths. Luke is worse. We're going to test you. So we're going to do a maths quiz with your albums.
Wicked.
All right. 12, your first album, 12.
Yeah.
Okay. Your third album, 3. You done the sums in your head?
So plus 12 divided by 3.
And your second album, 2.
It's 8.
16? 16. I knew, I had a clue. We came up with these and I still don't know the answer.
12 divided by 4 times 2.
12 plus 12 is 24.
Oh, 12 plus 12. Right.
Yeah.
I know, I got very confused. We had to get Suze to do it on the calculator on her phone.
And we still don't.
Yeah, we still got it right.
I wasn't very good at maths at all.
Snaps. Come here, you're in one of the biggest TV shows of our time.
Yeah.
I'm addicted to it. I know you are too. That's why you asked. Can I go on it? Which I wish I had.
I asked ages ago as well.
But you still had the power.
It's been a long time coming.
So I know you can't talk about loads, and that's fine. That's cool. That's part of the attraction. But, like, did you have a tan in the place that you were when you fell in for Game of Thrones, or were you really cold?
Freezing.
Okay, so you were really cold.
No, but it wasn't where you thought. It was, we filmed it in the
water.
The scenes with Maisie. It was a day shoot.
That's so cool.
It is very cool.
But I basically did it really secretively because I wanted my mates to watch it and be like, holy shit, like he should have told us that he was in it. Yeah. But I actually bumped into one of my friends that night with all the cast. And he was like, what are you doing here? And I was like, visiting family. And he's like, oh, yeah, cool. How come you're with all the Game of Thrones cast? And I was like, because they're...
Shut up.
Yeah. So it was really, it was actually quite difficult to keep it quiet.
Last question from a listener. Fiona Whelan from Clontarf said, if you could be any age for a week, what age would you be and why? Great question, Fiona, by the way.
Yeah.
16, 17. It was basically just before I started really gigging. I moved out on the cusp of like 16, 17, but went back home for a summer where all my mates were going to festivals, and I had a few fun mates when I was younger.
But look at you now.
I know.
Ed Sheeran, it's been an absolute...
One of them's having a kid now. Our most like mental mate when I was growing up is now the first one out of us to
have
a baby. He's
the most responsible.
Yeah, so now he's calmed down.
Yeah.
His nickname was Captain Chaos.
Wow, that's an amazing nickname. Well, that's Ed Sheeran. You're dying of a cough, but look, you should still go on. Good luck tonight and tomorrow. Thank you so much for chatting to The Big Breakfast.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.